But here we have a homework assignment.
Bit.
Funny bit. Of course, we've been talking about Representative Van Taylor, who represents a district in Collin County all week after he stepped out of his race. He made it to a runoff with a challenger. He is the incumbent, but he's bowing out after a woman that he had a long-running affair with, a mistress, gave some information to one of his opposition candidates. She is known as the ISIS bride. She was married to one of the highest ranking, if not the highest ranking, American to join ISIS. He was from Plano. So she ended up in Syria with him. She fled. She comes back. She lives in Plano. She meets the congressman. And as part of her, mudslinging, she gave over the text messages of the graphic things that Van Taylor was asking her for. I'm sure you've heard this on the station this week, but one of them was a long, slow R.J. Barrett. I think Mino's calling it.
She was his brown-eyed girl.
Okay, this guy's on fire this week. Absolute fire. And that he wanted to complete, and he used the term tonsils, on your tonsils.
Which we thought was very technical.
Yeah, to me it just seemed like an SAT analogy question. Like, C is to, no, that doesn't match up. It should be, throat, of course. So we took this home to ask our wives about it and our girlfriends about it in DJ's case, even though they own a house together. His girlfriend's mom lives there.
Now, before we do this, let's check in and just see how the Argyle Lady Eagles are doing.
We're back here after the timeout. Argyle hanging in there, suffering from turnovers, 6 turnovers.
Ooh.
That led to 8 points from Martin Jefferson. Ooh. It's a tie ball game.
Argyle with the possession here. Lumsden triggers it from the left corner. That on the way, and nothing but twine. Maddie Lumsden, 2 threes in this one. Broke the scoring rut for Argyle. They're up now 19-16.
Maddie Lumsden, 2 for 3 from beyond the arc.
Dead eye.
Maddie Lumsden,
we're up 19-16. Second quarter, I imagine.
I like it.
Jackson at the right elbow to the top to Beaver.
This is going
to
be a tightly contested battle.
Loses the handle.
Okay.
And a turnover.
All right, so we'll check in.
Jefferson. Just want to see if Blake's going to be happy on Monday or not, So who starts? I think we should end with Blake. I like his.
That's what it sounds like. I can go first if you want. The problem is my wife still listens.
Uh-huh.
So
mine does not.
The antenna is way up. So I can play you mine first if you'd like.
You say still listens, kind of hoping eventually she'll take the hint and just stop listening?
Yeah.
Let you just be free?
Ship is probably sailed at this point, but mm-hmm. I would love that.
She loves you that much. She needs to hear more of you.
My
wife hears enough of me.
I'm watching the Mavs, and I think you will hear that she is doing what she does every night, and that is eating cereal. You can hear her eating.
Okay.
So let's give it a run. And I also
kind of screwed up. So you're supposed to ask her the exact same thing that the representative was asking from his girlfriend.
And I make this a little clearer later.
A long, slow R job.
Yep.
And then depositing something on the tonsils.
Yeah.
Okay, and just see what her reaction is.
And so my initial salvo here, I kind of screwed up because I kind of made it sound like I was offering this to her. But we cleared up.
I was thinking like maybe if we do go to bed now, like I don't know how interested you would be in a long, slow rim. Seems pretty appealing to me. Because it's long and slow, I mean, I could get you back. Is that just a no-go or totally up?
Yeah, probably up.
Probably up.
Are you recording me?
No. I feel like it's pretty feasible. I would actually just want a long, slow rim. And then I have to on your tonsils.
That's what he said?
Yeah. She knows.
tonsils.
Yeah.
So she was pretty appalled by the tonsils bit as well, but she heard the segment, or one of them. She probably heard Gordo. And she knew.
See, my wife will hear Muse in the News. She'll talk to me about that, so... But she didn't seem to have any recognition of this story, so I brought the exact same... we were just supposed to ask for this.
Yeah.
For both of those things. And I never told my wife I was recording to this moment. She doesn't know that I recorded this. She just thinks I'm weird.
This could be for my birthday.
Oh, yeah, because it was birthday yesterday, so we were just... I was like, hey, what? I got an idea.
Laying the groundwork.
When we were scheming this yesterday and we came up with the idea, I told Dan, I was like, you might end up with a little more than you bargained for, but...
You'll hear Bodie whining in the background. I had just gotten home.
Okay.
We're opening up the Eatsies, you know, salmon burgers, so he's crying for my attention, as he will do. Okay.
This could be for my birthday. Unless you got me something for my birthday.
I got you something... Teeny tiny.
What if you gave me...
My French fries?
A long, slow...
Wait, what did she say?
My French fries. And it's like, nah, I'm bargaining for something a little bigger than that.
My French fries?
A long, slow, rim... And I gave you some hot on your tonsils.
It's a rim. I understand the whole, the other one, but not that one.
I think it's, hey. Licking someone's.
No, yet.
Honey, that's comedy. That is big comedy right there.
So if I texted that to you, that wouldn't fire you up?
All right, I cut out a little part. I just explained the senator or the congressman's story.
Oh.
Because she knows it was texted now, okay? But
yeah,
I had
yeah.
to cut out the 30 seconds where I explained this guy sent a text, all that.
That wouldn't fire you up?
So that's your birthday gift? It's a long, slow, rimmed... and a...
Well, then you get something, too.
Right.
Everybody wins.
It's a win-win. Honey, that's something.
She's relatively unfazed, though.
Yeah, but she also doesn't...
It's just me talking.
...know that you weren't just asking.
No, we didn't address it again.
Right.
The offer, she never circled back.
And you also
waiting for the weekend.
You made it somehow dirtier than the original,
you
too.
You hot.
Oh, I did?
That's incredible. All right, up next is DJ. That's going to be tough to follow. I've got yours here, DJ, so I'll play this. This is DJ's girlfriend.
This was this morning. I tried to do it last night, but I wimped out because I was just saying it in my head over and over to remember, and it just sounds so ridiculous that I couldn't pull the trigger. So as she was leaving this morning, you'll hear Sleepy DJ with a proposition.
Have a great day.
Can we try something later?
What?
I think I'd like a long, slow...
Sure. Anything?
Okay, so right out of the gate here, we have a different tone. She is...
We get a sure.
She's receptive.
She's ready to make plans for Friday.
So my wife is, oh, that's comedy.
Yeah.
That fish is
Friday,
on the hook.
Follow up.
What? Sure. Are you being serious? I can't tell if you're being serious.
Like, I wasn't, but...
I'm being real serious.
Okay, yeah, we can totally do that.
And when you me, you let me on your tonsils. How about that?
What were you doing last night after I went to bed?
Perusing the internet.
I'm so confused right now. Bye.
Have a good day.
You too.
And she's gone.
See, what we're dealing with here is married people.
Yeah.
Wives are like,
right.
Not a chance, bro, to unmarried.
Look, the weekend's here. I have a long day of work. Why not?
Nice long shower. We're all good.
We have one more.
Check in
with Blake at the Argyle game.
I just think it would be very funny to back these two things up. Okay, back down.
They're in a break. Yeah, so this is Blake with his wife the night before he would leave for San Antonio to announce the Argyle Lady Eagles game.
And Kill, still kind of in the same zone as DJ and his girlfriend because they're so newly married.
Very newly married. In fact, newlywed. Well, maybe a little over
a couple years,
right?
But yeah.
So, yeah, let's see her reaction to Blake posing the question that a congressman asked of his mistress.
So I was thinking, you know, it sounds nice.
Mm-hmm.
A long, slow rim.
Is that back there?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. She ends up with, okay.
Is that back there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Is that crazy?
No. Long, slow.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't like quick.
It's so creepy.
And then, I don't know. I think I would just really like to on your tonsils. Your tonsils got taken out.
Hold on.
So
hold on.
There's the problem.
That's not the hang-up.
Her objection here is that she doesn't have tonsils. She would love to accommodate her man.
That's fantastic.
But I'm sorry, honey, I don't have tonsils.
On your tonsils.
I don't have tonsils.
Your tonsils got taken out.
And you learn so much. Sometimes even after you get married, you're learning little things about each other.
Well, maybe just back there.
Okay. Does that ruin it that I don't have tonsils?
It might ruin it that you don't have tonsils.
Does that ruin it that I don't have tonsils?
Wow.
You didn't buck like I thought you would.
Buck?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
So I think you're going to hear a transition. He must have cut out a little something, and he just tells her about that we were recording this for the ticket. Okay? Because he thought she'd, like, recoil.
Right.
And she was kind of, what's up?
Well, her first question was just, is that back there?
But I have more.
But that didn't, you know, yeah.
So this is after he explains to her.
That's for the ticket?
Mate, I don't know now.
That's gross.
Why would you think I would talk like that?
I don't know.
Well, what were your honest thoughts?
I mean, saying tonsils is weird.
That was the only...
That's the weird?
Yeah, that's the weirdest part
for sure.
All the other stuff... Whatever, bro.
Yeah, I mean...
But she thought... So once she heard it was about the ticket, it's gross.
Takes the fun out of it.
Right. But didn't take it off the table, though. Still.
No, I'm wondering how the evening ended.
Well, we do know that once upon a time, one of his bets that he lost, he had nipple rings. And he showed up here the next day and told us, hey, I don't have it anymore. We said, what happened? He's like, well, things got a little spicy last night.
Yeah, she ripped it out.
I'm like, what? And that guy is the same guy as this.
Team, Kendall Snead has 6 and Molly Beavers has 4. And the rest... of the Lady Hawks are 0-7. So if that was, you know, written up on the whiteboard at halftime, they've accomplished that.
Absolutely.
Looks like they're up 32-24.
Towards the last 2 minutes of that half, Argyle went on a 5-0 run, and it's largely because they were able to get into
Hart's. Do you call 5-0 a run?
Come on.
Just play.
It's 2 minutes.
It spanned over 4.5 minutes, 5 minutes of the game.
That's 2.5 points
converted in the post
per minute.
Their post player, Molly Beavers, and then
all right.
On the other end.
So we're at halftime now.
I think we are at halftime. We're getting our update right now with the Lady Eagles looking to go to 38-0 and move on to the final